My name is Mackenzie, and I started a GoFundMe for the adoptive mother of a nonverbal autistic child. The mother had lost her job because she wasn't able to find adequate care for this autistic child. So she really needed some help with living expenses, paying some back bills. So I launched a GoFundMe to help support them during this crisis. And we raised about $10,000 within just a couple of months. I think that the surprising thing was by telling a clear story and just like really being very clear about what we needed, we had some really generous donations from people who were really moved by the situation that this family was struggling with.
GoFundMe is the world's number one fundraising platform trusted by over 200 million people. Start your GoFundMe today at GoFundMe.com. That's GoFundMe.com. GoFundMe.com. This podcast is supported by GoFundMe.
Football on Off the Ball.
Slot has taken a lot of criticism for a lot of issues which are actually out with his control. And he does have credit in the bank, having won the title last season with what, just buying one player, Chiesa, who was rarely used, and you know, winning the title. He is manager of the year.
Join in the obsession. Subscribe now at offtheball.com/join. League of Ireland. On Off the Ball.
Welcome along to this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Fannigan. On today's episode, Shamrock Rovers get revenge on rivals Bohemians, Lynch's Candy Stripes break the duck at Tolka Park, Kenny's resurgent Pats put the pressure on Drogheda, and Cork continue their promotion push. But first, Dundalk continue their flying form that they have showed so far this season with a 2-1 win at home to Galway United. Two second-half goals from Declan McDade put the loud side ahead, but it was the consolation goal that would be shared around the internet, as Galway's Stephen Walsh scored a fantastic bicycle kick goal late on. Dundalk manager Kieran Cadoff spoke to LOI TV after the match and praised his players following a tough battle.
Yeah, look, a tough game. They're a really good team. They're on good form themselves, so we needed to we needed to be really at it tonight. I thought we started the game quite well, had a lot of chances, probably second half of the first half they would have probably shaded it then as well, and the game swung a few times, a bit like the game down there, I think. But I thought subs coming on in particular, you know, Decky getting his two goals, we probably needed that to get us over the line, and it turned out to be a good night for us.
This win puts Dundalk in third place, just 4 points behind reigning champions Shamrock Rovers. And speaking of the reigning champions, the hoops certainly showed it last night against Bohemians. Tala Stadium was the setting for the second Dublin derby of the season, as over 9,000 fans saw Greenberg put two past Bow's keeper Kasper Horatska. The former Ireland international opened the scoring after recovering from a tackle and scoring a superb goal from the edge of the box. Shortly after, Rovers were awarded a penalty following a collision in the box as Danny Grant was brought down. Greenberg converted, putting the hosts two up at half-time. Grant almost went from hero to zero, however, as he gave a penalty away to his former club after a foul on Colin Whelan. OTB's Jonathan Higgins caught up with the winger after the match.
Talk to me about the penalty incident. Like, you had a couple of times where it kind of opened up in front of you. Like, it was a sign of your game, really, your bombarding runs.
I think there was a bit of space when we managed to kind of drag them forward in their press and then play through them. Michael, I thought, was brilliant first half in terms of up against Todd and Hickey. He was coming, setting balls out, and then we were able to go the other side really quickly, and I found myself in a lot of space. As you say, trying to run forward and give us that energy. And I think probably the penalty, I probably should do better. I probably should get the shot off a little bit earlier, in my opinion. Probably lacking that little bit of sharpness, just for whatever reason. I think I'll get stronger as the season goes on. But yeah, I'd be disappointed that I didn't actually get the shot off. But thankfully, we got the penalty. And then second half, probably another one that I should have got. Probably should have hit on my left foot, to be honest. But kind of got stuck under my feet, and I ended up chopping back onto my right. But yeah, got in some good positions tonight.
Yeah, just on the penalty, there was kind of a little bit of unsureness what happened. You were the closest lot. Was a bit of contact as you were about to strike, or were you probably in the process of striking, really, was it?
Yeah, I think, I think the penalty I get and then the penalty I give away are probably similar enough in terms of I go to pull my right foot back, Dawson puts his foot in, and then I'm end up kicking his leg, similar with the one, the penalty I give away. I'm turning over my shoulder to go to kick it, and I think Colin Whelan probably just puts his leg out there to be kicked. So they're similar enough. But yeah, thankfully we got the first one, and the second one's one I want to forget about.
Football emotions, isn't that what we call it?
Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
because like they knocked on the door a good bit in the end. From a personal point of view, like having
I was nervous. Yeah,
like, you know where this is going, don't you?
Yeah, no. When you're the one who gives away that penalty and kind of lets them back into the game, I am obviously thinking, Jesus, I hope they don't get another one. Yeah, but thankfully, yeah, we had experience enough to like say Ender and Greener who came on to keep a 2-1.
Shamrock Rovers now have a 2-point lead over nearby rivals St Patrick's Athletic, while Bohemians are now in fourth place, 5 points behind their Dublin rivals. Vinnie Perth was alongside Jonathan Higgins for a live and exclusive commentary last night and talked about how Bows have to recover their form.
In a nutshell, concerned about Bows' form at the moment?
Yeah, you have to be. I mean, these are easy games for them. They were up for it. They got themselves back into the game and they huffed and they puffed. But they haven't won enough games of football over the last couple of weeks. So a big couple of weeks coming up for them over the next few weeks. They've got to get back on the bike and start picking up 3 points very quickly.
Prior to the match, banners were displayed by Shamrock Rovers fans in support of midfielder Gary O'Neill, who revealed his cancer diagnosis and path to recovery in an interview published by the club's official accounts last weekend. Former Hoops goalkeeper Barry Murphy spoke about O'Neill on yesterday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast.
Can we mention Gary O'Neill as well? Like, what an incredible story to recover from his testicular cancer diagnosis. And obviously he's a while away, you'd imagine, from getting back on the pitch, but still an unbelievable story, and spoke so well on it during the week, and Stephen Bradley as well.
Yeah, that's just him in a nutshell, though. He's unassuming on the pitch, goes about his business, gets things done, and people forget how influential he was in that Rovers team. Like, he scored a winning penalty in 2019,
yeah.
That kicked off this whole successful period, and the way he spoke about it, how he didn't want it to come out at the time, didn't want to take away from the team, didn't want all the attention on him, and that's just him in a nutshell. Had a close team around him and spoke to them, and he was influential again in the cup final, did a message for them, they were involving him in the cup final. So yeah, it's hopefully good to see him back on the pitch soon.
Catch the NBA playoffs on Sling TV, the most flexible live TV streaming service, putting consumers in control to watch games their way with flexible subscriptions. Want to catch one game or a full series on ESPN? Grab a 1, 3, or 7 day pass. If you want to catch as many games as possible, get a monthly subscription with our ABC, NBC, and ESPN combo package. Either way, Sling lets you watch the playoffs your way with no long-term contracts. Learn more at sling.com.
This podcast is sponsored by IQ Bar.
I've got good news and bad news. Here's the bad news. Most protein bars are packed with sugar and unpronounceable ingredients. The good news? There's a better option. I'm Will, and I created IQ Bar Plant Protein Bars to empower doers like you with clean, delicious, low-sugar brain and body fuel. IQ bars are packed with 12 grams of protein, brain nutrients like magnesium and lion's mane, and zero weird stuff. And right now, you can get 20% off all IQ bar products, plus free shipping. Try our delicious IQ bar sampler pack with 7 plant protein bars, 4 hydration mixes, and 4 enhanced coffee sticks. Clean ingredients, amazing taste, and you'll love how you feel. Refuel smarter. Hydrate harder, caffeinate larger with IQ Bar.
Go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20 to get 20% off all IQ Bar products, plus free shipping. Again, go to eatiqbar.com and enter code BAR20.
Derry City picked up their first win since February last night with a 2-1 win away to Shelburne in Tulco Park. The visitors went 1-0 up midway through the first half through a new signing Barry Cotter, but Shell started the second half fast as they levelled the match thanks to striker John Martin. The Reds continued to pile on the pressure, but it was another defensive error that caught Shelburne out as substitute Debo Akinyemi scored the winner for the Candy Stripes with just 20 minutes to go. Derry City manager Tiernan Lynch spoke to LOI TV after the match and praised his players.
It was definitely a hard-fought game, and I think, as I keep saying, that's what this league's all about. You look at, especially when things hadn't been going as well, and you keep looking at the league table and looking for those games, but they're just not there. It's just so many good teams, so many difficult away grounds to come to, and tonight was no different. Shelburne are a top side, they've top players, and you've seen those moments tonight that how well they done. But I think the boys got to take great credit. It was a gutsy performance.
On last night's LOI Late Night, Shane Keegan talked about how much of a boost this win will be for Derry.
My take on this one, Ben, before coming into the game, kind of previewing the game, my take on this was, I was looking at Derry, I was looking how much they were struggling, and I was kind of saying, like, it's a mad thing to say about Derry, but I think they were the team that other teams wanted to play. You fancied a crack at Derry, you knew their spirits were low, and I probably kind of took my eye off the ball when it comes to, well, could the very same thing not be said about Shells right now? And I think that's what it was. I think you had two clubs low on confidence, two clubs that weren't exactly flying, and it was an opportunity for one of them to give themselves a confidence boost and get things moving back in the right direction. You know, I was probably edging towards Shells being the home team that I thought. I found it hard to see where the light at the end of the tunnel was for Derry, but you know, listening to Shane's remarks there, who's watching them every single week, it just, you know, it's played out that Shells were at equally, if not more, a lower level than Derry, and Derry maybe without being brilliant and that, were just had a little bit more, and it will be a big boost to them. Now, I don't think it'll be all rosy either, to be honest with you, Marty. I don't think it's as simple as, well, we've got our win now, everything will be fine, and James is out of the team, everything is fine. I still think you've got a way to go to convince the majority of your supporters, I would have thought.
Struggling Shelburne have now dropped down to 7th place in the league table as Derry leapfrogged them to move to 5th. Meanwhile, in a similar matchup at Sullivan and Lamb Park, St Patrick's Athletic broke their own bad streak as they picked up a 3-1 win over Drogheda United, who haven't picked up a win since the second match of the season. The Saints went 1-0 up within the first minute thanks to the returning Aidan Keane, while Keane Levy proved the target man for the Inchcore club as he created the second goal, which deflected off Andrew Quinn into the net, and the third goal, a great strike that flew into the bottom left corner. St Pat's manager Stephen Kenny spoke to LOI TV after the match and praised his players, including captain Joe Redmond.
You know, there was nothing easy in the game at all. We had to earn everything, and you know, we had to defend, and I thought a special mention for the captain, Joe Redmond, who has been really exceptional and got a few challenges tonight. On one side, we thought we were going to have to take him off in the first half, and two occasions we thought we were going to have to take him off, but he led brilliantly, and it was a great example of leadership really from him.
The Loud side can only get one goal back through Brandon Kavanagh in the second half, but it wasn't enough for Drogheda, who are now just 2 points ahead of the bottom two sides. And those bottom two sides face off against one another tonight at 7:45 as Sligo Rovers host Waterford to the Showgrounds in a bottom of the table clash. On Wednesday's LOI pod, Garrett McGlynn spoke to Stephen Doyle about the potential of both teams.
Lads, Sligo Rovers versus Waterford, this feels like a really big game this weekend. Waterford, of course, we've known all about their struggles over the last few weeks. They had a game called off, of course, because of the bad weather last Friday night, and now take on Sligo Rovers. That's going to be on Saturday night at the Showgrounds. Is it a disadvantage for Waterford, for Sligo, that Waterford haven't played? Like, the longer build up to it, does it give John Daly more time with his players to kind of get a game plan together to beat Sligo Rovers, Gareth? Or do you think this John Russell, you know, coming into this game, they've had 8 days, coming off the back of a massive win in Dublin against one of the top teams in the league, who are you kind of fancying going into this one?
Yeah, no, momentum's huge. I think Sligo, off the back of that one, playing games, again, partnerships, it's in the legs. I feel that they've got the slight advantage with this as well. Don't get me wrong, John Daly will have a lot to work on, and he will put the work in. We know that about him. So they'll be chomping at the bit for this game, and they'll know they're already 4 points behind them. They're going away to Sligo. If they were to lose that, that would bring Sligo up to 11 and leave Waterford at 4. That then becomes a big gap, even at this stage of the season. So the momentum for me will be with Sligo. I mean, that was a huge, huge one away to Bowes. No one really saw that coming. Nobody could predict it. Again, they defended quite well. They scored some nice goals. Set piece, it looked like a well-worked set piece with a flick on the front post. They'll be buzzing. They'll be buzzing for this match now on Saturday night.
In the first division, there was a full slate of fixtures as Cork City continued their promotion with a 2-1 win over Wexford at Turner's Cross, while UCD continued to lead the playoff places with a 2-1 win over Finn Harps. Athlone Town recovered from last week's loss as they beat Bray Wanderers 2-1, while Kerry and Treaty United played out a 1-1 draw, and Cove Ramblers couldn't break the deadlock in a 0-0 draw against Longford Town. There are no Women's Premier Division games on today due to this afternoon's World Cup qualifier between the Republic of Ireland and Poland in the Aviva Stadium. You can listen to live commentary with Stephen Doyle and Louise Quinn from 2:30 on Off the Ball on News Talk. However, there is a full slate of fixtures tomorrow as Treaty United host leaders Galway United at 1:45. DLR Waves look to pick up their first point of the season as they host Sligo Rovers. And the Dublin Derby is on at Tolka Park as Shelburne host Bohemians. Both of those are 4 o'clock kickoffs. Meanwhile, Cork City go to Wexford hoping to also pick up their first points of the season, and Athlone Town hosts second place Piemont United. Both of those games are at 6 o'clock. In next week's fixtures, Shelburne look to recover their form as they host Drogheda United. It's another Dublin derby as Bohemians travel to Richmond Park to face St Patrick's Athletic. You can listen to live and exclusive commentary of that match on Off the Ball News Talk from 7pm. Meanwhile, Galway United travel to the ORC to face Waterford, and Derry City host their first game in their temporary home at Celtic Park as they welcome league leader Shamrock Rovers. On Saturday, Sligo Rovers are once again at home, this time to high-flying Dundalk. In next week's First Division fixtures, Bray Wanderers host leaders Cork City in the Carlisle grounds, while Athlone travel to Finn Harps. Tredy United welcome second place UCD, and Wexford host Cove Ramblers, while on Saturday, Kerry travel up to Longford Town. That is all we have time for on this week's edition of the LOI Wrap-Up. I'm Ross Flanagan. You can get more in-depth analysis, reaction and news from across the League of Ireland on Off the Ball, including the LOI pod on Wednesday with Stephen Dawe, Vinnie Perth and Garrett McLean, LOI Late Night with Ben Symes, Shane Keegan and you, the fans, our live commentary next Friday, as well as our Irish football-focused segments across Off the Ball and OTB Breakfast. We'll be back next week. Take care.
League of Ireland on Off the Ball.